I think the two very big reasons were commercial, that there were many commercial interests linking UK and South Africa in terms of right-wing politicians and business people. And secondly, they were seeking to portray, and this is almost a justification of their position rather than a cause of it, they were seeking to present the ANC as a revolutionary, violent force. So they were portraying ANC all the time as being terrorists and people who were to be feared. And I use the term justification because that's what it was. They know in their hearts of hearts that the real issue was apartheid and the suppression of the majority of people in South Africa and the whole anti-democratic, racist nature of what that entailed. But in order to be able to live with themselves, they attempted to say that the ANC were the ones who were committing violent acts, whereas actually very often they were reacting to the violence of the regime. So those were two reasons. You mentioned why weren't places like Sheffield in the forefront earlier. I think the part of the answer to that is that people had, until that period of time in our local government history, seen local government very much as the deliverer of services, and that it was none of their business to get involved in wider campaigns. And there was a shift in attitude in the late 70s and certainly during the 1980s, which said that we have a voice on behalf of the people of the city, we have a responsibility morally and politically, and we should, within sensible bounds of probity and prudence, actually be able to use that. Now, sometimes that carried us a bit far, you know, on nuclear-free zones. Yeah. Thinking back on it, it was a bit bizarre sometimes, but on anti-apartheid it wasn't, because of course what we were doing in terms of combating racism had everything to do with the society we were living in here in Sheffield, the increasing number of people from across the world who were settling in the city, and the kind of city we wanted to be, the kind of place we wanted to be seen to be, and the kind of welcome that we wanted to offer to people. So the link between fighting apartheid and racism in South Africa and combating racism here at home was very clear. And I think that's very important, because otherwise people say, well, what on earth has local government got to do with the South African regime?